This episode is brought to you by Isometric Technologies, ISO, the ultimate freight broker's secret weapon. With ISO, you'll have access to industry-wide service performance benchmarks, dynamic carrier and customer scorecards, and powerful analytics so you can understand your service strengths, address your weaknesses, and differentiate your carrier network from the competition. To learn more and get started, visit ISO.io today.
April 13th, Saturday, 2:37 p.m. We have about 30 minutes before Christian and I fly to Chicago. Tom's renting a pickup truck and driving to Joshua Tree. We'll be sleeping in the desert. We're going to do a quick recap of TIA. We're at the JW Marriott here in Phoenix. We spent the last three and a half days or so here at this resort at the
Very
TIA.
Beautiful resort.
Capital Ideas Conference. Yeah, beautiful resort. We have Christian Gebbies, my co-founder for Shipper Serum and Freight Caviar, to my right. And to my left, we got Tom Stowinski. Tom Stowinski is a man of many trades, loves logistics, and loves the wild.
Legend.
Yeah. Right. Legend. We'll do a quick recap of TIA. I want to begin from like Wednesday. We spent 4.5 hours. Tom, you weren't there because you flew on Thursday, but Christian and I spent 4.5 hours at the media day for TIA. I kind of want to talk about like a few companies that like kind of stuck out for us, because there's in total 28 companies featured that had some form of presentation that they, you know, either announced something, and this is TMSs, appointment scheduling, some AI email tools,
voice
to our app, Shipper CRM, and our partnership with Triumph Financial.
We launched
Triumph Pay and SendTMS.
Yeah, we launched on that media day. Technically the day before the media day.
Yeah.
But we did an investment announcement. Triumph Financial is now an investor in Shipper CRM alongside Tim Hyam, the SendTMS CEO. So that was nice. We participated as well. So
yeah, we participated. But I feel like a lot of people already have seen the content we published about that. If you haven't, check out ShipperCRM.com. But let's focus a little bit on the other companies that have.
Look at that beautiful bird. I'm sorry for interrupting, but we've got a beautiful bird right here. Yeah. Derek's going to record it on his phone. It's stealing a chip right there.
Nacho.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so there's a few companies I want to talk about that stuck out for me. Sure. TIA. One was YRB.
Yeah, I was actually...
YRB essentially prevents fraud from the telephone, saying like you hook up with their system, you get like a phone number that they give you, and then you use that phone number for DAT. And let's say like a scammer calls you, it detects if it's a scammer or if it's like a bad MC, and it blocks it. So you don't ever get the phone call, which is, I think, cool because it was so innovative. I never thought about it until I saw that. I'm like, damn, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. As soon as you pick up the phone or you get a phone call from somebody and it tells you like everything about, you know, that company.
Well, it blocks out the scammers away. So you don't even, your phone doesn't ring as a scammer. Like it's just only legitimate companies ring call your phone.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, awesome.
I guess. I was very fascinated by that company, but I had to ask a couple of questions to that guy.
Yeah.
So I guess my only my comment about it was that like I really wish that it was much more simpler explained. Like the way you explained it is like as soon as you get a call, it's like helping you block out, you know, double brokers.
The system blocks away.
It was a little bit of a lengthier presentation, but I mean overall, like the concept I think is phenomenal, to be honest with you. So it can be helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah. Tom, any thoughts on YRB? You saw him, right?
I did not see YRB.
Oh, you didn't
see them. I heard a little bit of talk about it. Sounds super cool. I'm sure people in the comments are gonna have questions.
Yeah.
Probably like, hey, but what if like I have my biggest customer that gets mistaken and can't call me or something like that? I wasn't there for the presentations.
So you have access to all the numbers that call you.
Okay.
You
see everything, and you got a breakdown summary. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
If it's like your favorite customer, they probably have your cell phone or they can text you, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
Or email you or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was pretty cool. The second company that I thought was great was freightclaims.com, which essentially, like, if you have any claims in the freight brokerage industry or trucking, you could upload all the documents. It kind of tells you step-by-step what you need to do in order to like make sure that you get like paid out that claim from the insurance provider. And it just simplifies the whole process using technology.
Is that free?
I doubt it's free now. I mean, and then they also have the consulting side where they can help you consult if you need help with more claims. They're like specialists in freight claims. So it's nice, easy name, freightclaims.com. I think that's just perfect name for it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And I thought that was cool just because like a lot of like claims, like always like just get dragged along. Like they're just sitting, you never really take care of them. And like
did they report any metrics like around how many claims maybe they've helped?
resolved? I think they just launched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just launched. But the guy has been an expert in freight claims for years. So he's got a lot of experience in his belt. So that's another company that I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be helpful for some people for sure.
Yeah, freightclaims.com.
One thing that I thought was actually interesting, Triumph, was that they launched international payments.
Payments to Mexico.
Payments to Mexico. Yeah, what they called it international payments.
Yeah, they're planning on also expanding into Europe, Asia as well as that. Like,
so I think they just launched the payments in peso. So yes. They were saying that a big pain point for a lot of their customers were, you know, getting paid out in I think in dollars. That was how she described Haley described it from Triumph.
Yeah.
And then there was a question in the audience too that asked them, are they going to launch it to Canada? I think, right?
They launched in Canada in 2019.
Oh, they already launched to Canada. Yeah. Right, yeah. So that's cool. So they're expanding more, you know, to more currencies, which is pretty nice. And it's like on trend because there's like the whole nearshoring, you know, thing that, you know, with manufacturing, everything's kind of coming back into not necessarily the US, but Mexico.
Okay. Well, I'm going to grab real quick something from my bags.
No problem.
Because I'm going to miss a lot of companies maybe potentially, but I have them all here.
Oh, this is smart.
So we could kind of run down. Yeah, run them down.
By the way, Christian's running on how many hours of sleep?
Like five. I'm less than.
We're a little bit fatigued. It's been so much fun, but we're not the sharpest.
Yeah, the last day of conferences are usually fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Tom's been sleeping on the balcony.
I just had a rough night. I had In-N-Out burger and got murdered in the bathroom today.
TMI.
Yeah.
I don't think our podcast listeners want to hear that. Let's get back on track here, guys.
I don't know about that. Have you ever had that experience? Is it In-N-Out?
Yeah. So another company, QUED, they do like, let's pause right here, 100% appointment automation. Essentially, like if you want to schedule appointments to like big receivers that are difficult to get a hold of, you can schedule or you could like automate it to where like the system knows that you want to set like a good appointment. And sometimes you can't schedule an appointment until like maybe a week out from the delivery or a few days before the delivery. It will, as soon as that appointment is available, it locks it in for you automatically, which is nice. Yeah.
And the name, it's queued, like queued in line.
Right? Yeah, queued. Uh-huh.
Nice.
And the interesting story about that was that the former CEO and founder of Trucker Tools, Prasad, was an investor of Qued before, and he just came on as their CEO a month ago.
Oh, wow.
So, and he's had a successful exit in the Trucker Tools. They've done a great job. So that's pretty cool just to see Prasad's going to get back in the game as a CEO of Qued. I'm going to pull up a few other here. There's a lot of stuff. Let's see here. Which one? Did I not put it in here?
I felt like there's a couple more there.
There's a lot more. I think I have it in my bag. One second.
No,
sorry.
Oh, good, brother. This is Freight Caviar, baby. We wing it.
Caught.
And we do the best we can.
All right, here it is. Here it is. I got it. Okay. So. All right. Okay. So that's. Let's see. Okay, there was one that really intrigued me, just because I'm interested in like, I guess, the knowledge of like how to build and sell a company.
Mm.
And there's a company called Black Belt Consulting
that
like has technology where like if you're a brokerage owner and one day you want to sell your company, you provide it all your financials and like the technology like gives you like kind of a framework to work off for the next year or two. Or maybe 5 years of where, how you could get to that number. Let's say you want to sell for $20 million. These are the benchmarks you need to achieve in order to get there.
Really cool.
I thought that was really cool. And like, and then they also offer consulting services and like they help you buy and sell. They help you sell your business if you're a brokerage.
Do you know how?
And specialized in brokerages.
Specialized in brokerage, logistics, transportation.
Did you by chance ask how fast they, like, how long, how does the process look like when you get started with them? Like, is it like 2 weeks like, before they get you, like, kind of like some metrics?
I have no idea how long it takes. I did ask him about valuations in brokerage, and he's saying that there's still a lot of demand. A lot of people are wanting to acquire brokerages.
Mm-hmm.
So valuations haven't really changed. Obviously, it depends on various factors. And sure, like maybe 2021, the valuations were high. Oh, the numbers were higher just because the revenues were higher. but the multiples were more or less the same. Mm-hmm. The multiples haven't really decreased, which I thought was...
What are brokerage multiples?
Like, let's just say, well, multiples just...
Multiples on the revenue in terms of how you get to valuing how much you want to totally pay for a company.
You know, like a multiple, right, on a business? Let's just say, like, you have... Like
8x is the...
I think on a brokerage, I think it's like close to 2. I might
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, don't.
Like, I asked the question, and the guy says there's so many various, like, variabilities or depend, like it depends, like, what
you're at. What sticky contracts
you have.
Oh, yeah, this is what we talked about with STG.
There's so many variables.
The three buckets.
Exactly. There's so many variables to it, and, like, he couldn't pinpoint one, but he said it ranges, I think, from, like, 4 to 10. It could be, like, 4 to 8, but, like, it really, like, depends on so many factors.
Got it. The way that works is you take your last month's EBITDA? And then you times it 8x?
He's totally right on the different factors, but I don't think that the range in terms of, like, total range of what that multiple can be, I don't think it can be more than, like, 10. You can't get 10x out of a freight brokerage, right? Like, 10x, you're getting into...
I don't think you said 10x.
Why not? Like... The way I
understand it, very slim.
And I was explaining this, like, this is not the way I was explained it. So, if you're looking to sell your company for 10x EBITDA and say a company is willing to pay that, that means that you take your last month's EBITDA and you times it by 10. That means you get the next 10 months of your income at this pace sold, and that's how much money the owner gets. And now the next owner comes in, and his bet is I can start making more, or, like, worst case, it keeps making the same as it has been. And within 10 months, that's going to return itself.
So I think it would be best to, like, continue this conversation on a different podcast where you get an expert.
Yeah.
In a sense, just because, like, I feel like we're speculating out here. And we're not going to provide any good answers because we might be providing completely wrong information.
Yeah.
And I don't...
If there is an expert out there, we'd love to talk.
Let's do a black belt. I'm going to be black belt. I'll hit up black belt. We'll get a podcast with him. And we'll ask all these questions.
Cool.
But whatever we just said right now, warning, we might have just...
Aggression, advise.
These are just all opinions.
Yes.
So, fact check. But, okay, so besides that, there was a fraud guard announced by Descartes, which is MacroPoint. Basically, I've known this, I guess, for a while. Like, MacroPoint has been giving fraudulent pins where, like, you, in a sense, like, not fraudulent, but, like, spoof pins. Like, they weren't actually in that location where the MacroPoint said they were because scammers or, like, people that are just lying are able to manipulate that. We're able to manipulate that. And now MacroPoint's stopping that. They're introducing fraud guard. Mm-hmm. So they won't allow you to work with those carriers.
So carriers were using, like, some kind of hacking VPN things to show that they were actually en route when they weren't actually en route. Now they
are very easily spoofable. You basically can not hack them, but you get full access to them. You can just straight up simulate the GPS coordinates. So you can have, like, an Android server farm in wherever. Literally, like, this many Androids, and each one looks like it's the truck.
Wow.
And you just tell it to go and run the lane. You know?
Okay.
So you could technically do that with iPhone, but, like, iPhones are harder to jailbreak now, too. But anyway.
Okay, cool. Do you know the how of that by any chance? Or
how to spoofing?
Of how their new MacroPoint upgrade, how, like, the tech or, like, the science.
It wasn't super clear to me when he was talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think they're actually trying to, like... And talk about it because maybe then, like, people then know they might be able to spoof it again, you know? So I don't think they actually got into that too much. Trimble's a huge operator in this business. They own Transporeon, which is a TMS they acquired, I think, for a lot of money a few years ago. They announced basically, like, a partnership with Mode Global where they're doing, like, a load board, a live load board through Transporeon, through their TMS. So Mode Global, a brokerage, has. Using Transporeon TMS, they're having a live load board where you could book loads from Mode Global. Basically, like, it's like a nice integration. So, like, if you're just, like, a brokerage and you're using Transporeon, you could also have, like, a live load board.
If you're a brokerage using
Transporeon TMS. Yeah, you could also have, like, a live load board where, like, the Coyotes have Go Coyote, Echo has their load board, Uber has their, like, you could have that.
Oh.
If you don't have the capacity or the ability to
white label thing.
Basically, I guess, it's a white label thing,
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. So Trucker Tools announced some carrier sourcing stuff. We got Shipper CRM, CS Recruiting. I got my job at Everest from CS Recruiting. I got 4 job offers in 1 week.
That's our CCO,
Adam Charlie.
Chief Commercial Officer with his high noons walking by.
Celebrity appearance.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Focus there.
But yeah, CS Recruiting announced they're doing some talent advisory services from all the data they have and all the years of experience in the industry.
Those metrics that she showed, you posted about them. They're,
I did. Yeah, people are interested.
Recruiting was here?
I'm sorry?
CS Recruiting was here? Oh, that's
cool. My memory here. Yeah, Charlie was presenting.
I think Charlie's so cool. I've seen her talk with you.
Okay.
I think she's such a cool...
Yeah, yeah. Charlie's great. Charlie's great.
Too bad. I didn't get to meet her. I flew in too late.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Well, yeah. I mean, there's many other companies. Lead Solutions also announced a partnership with Isometric Technologies. They're a sponsor.
Did you understand what that was about? I understand that they're partnering together.
Yeah.
But what was your take on...
So they just, like... All of Lean Solutions customers will have the ability to use ISO.
Got it.
And like, I think they're going to want to, Lean will want their customers to use ISO in a sense, like it's more like you're able to compete better on like winning shippers, I believe, if you're using ISO. So yeah, that was a partnership that was announced. Those are like, yeah, some of like the companies that stuck out for me. There's various other companies, great companies, as well, that maybe we didn't mention, but, yeah, they were there as well. So that was Media Day. After Media Day, there's a party at Truck Stop, which Truck Stop rented a museum.
Yeah, no, it's like a music museum.
Music museum, which was pretty fun. And then, Thursday morning, we went on a hike. You missed it. Thursday morning, we
hiked. Yeah, it was really fun.
Pinnacle.
Tiring.
And you guys woke up right and early for that.
Yeah, I mean, I was good because I woke up, like, I just flew in from Poland. So
my favorite moment of that was we're in the car, already packed and everything. And I'm like, yo, Paul, where's Bob? We're supposed to call Bob. Literally, Paul picks up the phone, calls Bob. Bob picks up. He just woke up. He's still in bed. We're all packed in the car completely. And we're like, Bob, you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes to get down from your hotel room in here because we're about to leave. He made it. He made it within two minutes.
Yeah, he made it. Yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, trooper.
But shout out to Brent Arsuga from Pinnacle Growth Advisors for organizing that. That was 40 people. It was a beautiful sunrise on Pinnacle Peak. And so that was an amazing way to start the day. Then we had breakfast, networking. What else did we do? That was all day of conference day on Thursday.
Yeah. Then the exhibition on what we're on Wednesday, right?
Thursday. This is, I'm talking about Thursday right now. So it's Thursday morning. Yeah. Thursday we had Pinnacle Peak. Then we had conferencing. That was like the first full day of the conference.
Yep.
And then, I mean, Tom flew in at night. I actually woke up Thursday morning and Tom like texted me. He's like, "Jay Paul, I'm landing at 6 p.m. See you then." And I knew that Tom might come, but I was actually thinking he's not gonna show up. But Tom flew in from Cancun,
also a trooper.
Yeah, also a trooper. Made his bed on the balcony. Tom slept on the balcony. So
yeah, we didn't know the sleeping arrangement was gonna be like, but we made it work.
Oh, it was amazing. The birds woke me up in the mornings, and all the brokers showing up to the conference.
Well, the nice thing is here, it's not human, like, at least for the most part.
I slept amazing both nights.
Yeah, you're kind of cold last night.
I was a little chillier last night. Yeah, but I also woke up at 4 and like,
sure.
That was,
definitely. Any takeaways for you, Christian, on Thursday? Like, because you went to, I think, the sales presentation.
Yeah, the sales presentation. Was good. So I think Trey, the only two people that I knew there were Trey and Kara.
Yeah.
They had a couple of different good points. For me, it was not too many like key takeaways, but yeah. I thought that overall the presentation that they were giving and talking about, it was very interesting. One of the things that they were basically trying to communicate, I think Kara was talking about this too, was like the quality of the data that you get, and as well as who you're targeting, is extremely important, because I remember this one point, like Trey was arguing, I forgot what his argument was, but Kara came in and basically said that what she believed mattered was who you're targeting is extremely important, because if you target the wrong audience, like whatever, you send an email to my grandma, like great, you got it to my grandma, but it's going to be a waste of time. Might damage your email reputations. So that was quick takeaway.
Got it. Thursday night, there was a party. We were hanging on the bar for a while. I remember that.
Yep.
But yeah, it was a lot of networking.
Last night?
This was Thursday night. So Thursday night, we'll be there in a second on Friday. We only had like 5-10 more minutes just to recap. I was about to get going to the airport, unfortunately. But trying to think if there's anything on Thursday. I guess... What I do actually want to add to this, Sorry, Tom.
What'd you guys do when I was on the balcony? You guys went out and were asking me if I wanted to join you guys.
Yeah, we were out of this bar right here, I think, most of the time. Yeah, we didn't do a lot.
It was a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was a packed bar downstairs. It was fun. It was a good time. I did want to add that, like, on my flight from Chicago to Phoenix on Wednesday morning, I coincidentally sat next to Phil Shook, who ran Intermodal at C.H. Robinson for over a decade. And the way we found out that we were sitting next to each other was that he saw my tweet on that, like, I was going to interview myself because I couldn't find anyone else in logistics to interview.
That you sent on the plane.
That I tweeted on the plane because it was a photo. I actually took a photo of my seat. And Phil, like, nudged me, like, 40 minutes into our flight, and he shows me my tweet. He's like, I follow you on Twitter. I ended up interviewing Phil on the plane. And then we ended up actually doing a podcast with him yesterday morning, which was awesome.
Check that out. Good pod. If you're, like, interested in intermodal and C.H. Robinson history, he's a legend. Definitely worth checking him out.
We're recording something right now.
Podcast. Recording a podcast. Yeah, no problem.
No worries.
Yeah.
potentially.
Freight caviar.
We're finishing in like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, we got it's called logistics. We're just here for a conference in logistics, so we're just doing a recap.
It's just not that.
We'll be done in like 5 minutes.
We'll finish in five.
Yeah.
Honestly, let's go back there.
We'll be out of here in 5 minutes. So Friday we had an interview with Phil Shook. Should be out in a few weeks. This will be out, I think, in the next couple of days. I'll tell Derek to get this sent out on Monday, so we do a recap on Monday. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think. Friday we also did an exhibition. We did an interview with Adam Koch, who owns
I love Adam
Solutions.
Iron Peak Solutions in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah,
very cool brokerage, up and coming, cool story from the trucking side, and Chicago type story. Which awesome young guy who's coming out.
That podcast will be out in a few weeks. And then we had the exhibition was great. Talked to a lot of people. And then there was a DAT party, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
We had cigars. It was a lot of...
Oh, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was so wild.
Some heated discussions.
A lot of heated discussions from what I heard.
Yeah. Definitely got heated a little bit. But I'm trying to, like, real quick recap, I guess, in a few sentences, Christian, like, what is your takeaway?
I think I really like coming to TIA and the fact that one thing that I really like about TIA is the way that they structure the schedule so that you have an exhibition period where you go in only for 2 hours, right? 2 hours, or I think it's 3 hours. And each day, like yesterday, there was one exhibition period for 3 hours from 11 to 2, and then another one from 5 to 7. And basically, they're very good at basically making sure that the conference goes all together and does everything together.
Yeah.
As opposed to diluting out the density of the audience. So it always feels very active. It feels very connected. It's very large, but it then also feels very small. We were just talking about this, that, like, you know, compared to some other kinds of conferences, which we like the ones that we go to in general, but this one is like, it's like a owner of every freight brokerage here. And it's really sweet. Like, you talk, you know, directly to these executives, and I really like it. So
100%. I 100% agree with you. Tom, anything to add? What are your thoughts? This is your first
TIA. Yeah, this is my first TIA. Yeah. Honestly, phenomenal. The place here, this JW Marriott Hotel, I mean, the way they organized it, everything's beautiful. Everyone was happy, laid back, like, just the Arizona sun. Gorgeous. And then, the people here, like, if you're a brokerage, it's cool to kind of talk to other brokerages and get to know them. And then talk to all the TMS people and see, like, what's the difference between these TMSs, and then talk to the tech people that are here and see where, like, the industry's going and, like, how you can implement this into your business. So, like, I think this place is gold for brokerages.
From what I've noticed, like, there's pretty much, like, if there were one event, like, throughout the year, or maybe there's a couple that executives go to, like, the most that I see, at least this year.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that or not.
Okay, so what I would add to this is the fact that, like, okay, if you're in freight tech or freight media, freight broker media, and freight broker tech, sorry, to be more specific, this is, like, the most important conference of the year. Like, there's nothing more important than this. And for, like, just freight caviar and shipper CRM, like, if there was one conference we should go to every year, like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a lot of people, like, from, like, even the freight tech side, and, like, they were, like, so happy with it. Surprised, like how many deals they got done, how many prospects they have leads.
Yeah.
And I think for the brokerage side, it's really important to go to conferences where there's shippers. This one is more for like knowledge and education, understanding what kind of tech exists in the market, what the best brokerages are doing on the market to differentiate themselves with the customers,
yeah,
and how to build that in your company. And just like kind of educate yourself and network with like others in the industry, you know, also just for prospecting,
yeah,
you could meet a lot of great people here. So I think overall, like that's like the way I'd put it in that perspective. Like if you're a broker, this is great for education. You're not probably going to get any shippers here, but you're going to learn a lot. And you
connect with other brokerages, learn from them.
Other brokers, exactly. And it's honestly just a great time because like everyone's either in brokerage or selling a brokerage. So
if you're starting a freight tech company and you're selling to brokerages primarily, like this, you have to come here because if you don't land a customer, okay, you can basically talk to.
You probably won't land a customer. Zero shippers, basically. There's a couple. There's a few.
Well, I'm saying that's freight tech.
Oh, freight
tech. Company. Yeah. Like, even if you don't land
looking for a freight broker,
I know you're trying to explore with it, idea, whatever, you can come here and actually test out that idea by just simply talking to all these people, you know?
Exactly.
So
it's awesome. Gentlemen, we're going to have to wrap up here. We have to
literally be so sunburned from
take a flight. Yeah, take a flight to Chicago. But this is great. We're going to miss you all.
Dude, I'm going to miss you guys so much.
Hopefully see you back in Poland.
See you in Chicago, maybe. Although, you're leaving late April.
Yeah, I was like chilling the whole time. I should have
been. I was kind of April.
Like this because I'm sunburned here, bro.
Yeah, we'll see each other back in Poland.
Yeah, hopefully very soon.
Swing through in Chicago if you can. So.
Yeah.
So, anything you want to say in your camera?
Thank you for tuning in. You guys are the best. Send in questions. We love you guys. We're here to help the industry unite everyone and make life better.
Come on. Nice.
Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Freight Caviar podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, or if you didn't, leave a review. Let me know what you think. I appreciate any feedback. If you'd like to have more Freight Caviar content, go to freightcaviar.com and subscribe to my email newsletter.